On three successive days last week, three disturbing stories appeared in my inbox. The first reported that Amazon is blocking sales of the book When Harry Became Sally, responding to the transgender moment. The author is Ryan Anderson, who made a name for himself as a brilliant scholar at the Heritage Foundation and was recently appointed president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. We occupy a bizarre moment in history when lots of people believe, and others pretend to believe, that a person's sex is not biological but assigned at birth. And if they want to change it, they can do so by altering their body. Dr. Anderson is simply the latest truth teller to be canceled for explaining the science regarding gender. He does so with clarity and compassion, concluding that the best biology, psychology, and philosophy all support an understanding of gender as a social manifestation of bodily sex. The next day, I received a story describing a bill that's been introduced in the California Assembly that, if approved, will require retailers to display children's clothing, toys, and other items for kids together in a gender-neutral fashion. California-based stores selling these products online will have to show them in a unisex or gender-neutral format. Retailers will be fined $1,000 per violation. The bill states that keeping boys' and girls' items separate, quote, implies that their use by one gender is inappropriate. And then a headline from ABC News. A Mr. No More. Mr. Potato Head goes gender neutral. After manufacturing and marketing Mr. Potato Head for 70 years, Hasbro announced a gender neutral new name, Potato Head. They're now reconsidering, but a new Potato Head playset to be released this fall will allow kids to create families with two moms or two dads. When media giants can cancel truth tellers, when state legislators can bully retailers to blur gender distinctives, when toy makers indoctrinate children, the transgender moment threatens to become a permanent reality. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.